This weekend is a big one for Australian sports fans, with the AFL and NRL grand finals being held. The build-up to these games has also been interesting for political discourse over the question of whether sport and politics should mix. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott thinks they shouldn't. He tweeted, "Footy fans shouldn't be subjected to a politicised grand final. Sport is sport." Mr. Abbott was referring to American rapper Macklemore performing his hit song Same Love at Sunday's game. This is what Macklemore had to say about it.
I'm actually going out to Australia to perform at kind of the Super Bowl of their rugby league.
No way!
Wow.
So,
it's major.
Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, because I'm playing Same Love, and they're going through right now trying to legalize same-sex marriage in Australia. So I'm getting a lot of tweets from angry old white dudes in Australia.
Wow.
Who, I think there's a petition today to ban me from playing it. So
wow.
It's interesting times in Australia, and I'm headed on a flight over there later on tonight.
Abbott was criticised by some of his parliamentary colleagues like Malcolm Turnbull and George Brandis.
I thought Mr. Abbott believed in freedom of speech,
but found support from Scott Morrison.
I think people want to go to the footy on Sunday and watch footy.
And Peter Dutton.
I don't want some political message jammed down their throat.
In other words, it seems like whether you support same-sex marriage or not is the defining line as to whether you think this meeting of sport and politics is okay. The AFL, not to be outdone, has put its support behind the yes vote, changing the three-letter sign on the front of its headquarters to read yes. This is what League CEO Gillon McLachlan had to say.
People should get out and vote and have their view, but this is something that actually talks to a core value of ours, which is actually equality.
In the United States, meanwhile, it's a different pre-game song causing controversy. A year ago, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refused to stand for the national anthem to protest police violence against black Americans. In reference to this, Donald Trump recently said any player who went down on their knees during the national anthem should be fired by the NFL.
The NFL is in a very bad box. You cannot have people disrespecting our national anthem, our flag, our country, and that's what they're doing. And in my opinion, the NFL has to change.
The response was what has been called Solidarity Sunday.
And the players, well, they united on the field Sunday. More than 100 knelt, and others stood arm in arm with their teammates. And some teams chose not to take the field during the national anthem.
What message do you have for the president?
Help make things right.
The question of racism in football has also recently been raised by former AFL player Heritia Lumumba. In a documentary called Fair Game, Lumumba talked about his experiences of racism in professional footy, including...
You're trying to find your place within the club, so you would be honoured to get a nickname. To some, mine was the nickname Chimp. At the time, I didn't think it was anything that was malicious.
Responses have varied. While there has been a lot of support for Lumumba, comedian and Collingwood supporter Peter Hellier was a vocal example of the opposition.
He sounds like he's smearing an entire club. But I hope that Heredia doesn't necessarily go to war with the AFL and with the clubs. He actually joins with them.
Whoever wins the games this weekend, then, the changing face of sport in this country has been an interesting development. What was once considered the bastion of chauvinistic Aussie masculinity has diversified to include gestures of support for sexual equality, Indigenous rounds and All-Star games, and a very successful National Women's AFL League.
Can they get a mark inside 50? Here's Frederick Traub. Couldn't quite. Crows win. The Adelaide Crows are the first AFLW premiers and the admiration of a nation indeed.
As ever, in 2017, politics and sport are very difficult to separate.